Welcome back to The Scoops. Sorry about that, folks, but now we're back up and running, and it's just about 7:35, so we're going to go to some headline news. In local news, a teen was slashed in the face with a knife while she was riding on a muni bus in the Mission District on Wednesday, police said. The 18-year-old was attacked around 5:50 p.m. on a muni bus near Mission and Valencia streets near Bernal Heights. Three suspects had approached the victim and asked her a question. When she replied, one slashed her across the face with a knife and then fled off the boat. The suspects were two men and a woman believed in their 20s. They have not been found. So if you have any information, please call 415-575-4444 or send a tip message by text to TIP411. The woman was taken to Marin General Hospital and her injuries are not considered life-threatening at this time. So, also, nine men have been charged with hazing for their alleged part in initiation rite at the University of Florida fraternity earlier this year. The defendants between the ages of 21 and 26 are accused of endangering the mental and physical health or safety of five pledges at the Alpha Pi Alpha Center, according to documents filed this week in Florida's 8th Judicial Circuit Court. In the document, the nine are accused of striking with paddles and striking with hands or requiring performances such as calisthenics. On January 22nd, all these things happened to the student who has been for hazing. And of course, they didn't give him his name. So anyway, no more details has been re-released, but you know, Alpha Pi has now been temporarily suspended in light of what is called serious physical hazing incident. So that's got for that. Time is almost 8:20. And you are listening to DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And we are here. We are now on the air. We are now hanging out. And you have something to say?
No?
You sure?
Yes.
Why? Why not? Don't you have something to say? Come on. Say something.
Hello, everybody who's been listening through the 8 hours of commercial breaks, and please hold while we reconnect to our server. We appreciate you listening to Penguin Radio.
Yes, we do. And once again, for those who are just tuning in, this is DJ Misty with The Scoop, and we want to remind you that we are the flagship radio station
of your San Rafael Pacifics baseball team. First pitch June 15th.
Oh, my goodness. You are on top of it, I see.
I have finals. I have nothing else to do but procrastinate.
I see. Okay. All right. We're going to go with the Little Gorillas. And
I saw them at Coachella.
Show off. Anyway, enjoy.
Every Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it, until you chatty head and watch the way I navigate.
With Feel Good, and coming on just roughly about 22, since we had some difficulties, and yes, I'm going to say it, we had technical difficulties earlier, but we are back. So this week, the list of the MTV Movie Awards came out, and topping Movie of the Year by voted on you by MTV viewers such as yourself. All they do is play shows and no longer movies, so I don't know why they call themselves music television, but that's a rant for a different time.
They should just call themselves TV.
Yes, reality TV. But anyway.
RTV.
RTV. Oh, I almost say trash TV.
TTV. TBTV. Tuberculosis television.
Yes, it's horrible. I remember when I wanted my MTV, now I can't stand it.
As Sting sung.
As Sting sung?
Yeah. In the Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing.
Oh, yes.
He starts off with the intro, I want my MTV.
I remember that now. God, that's going way back. Okay. All right. All right. I give you that. Okay, well, the movie of the year is Bridesmaid, The Hunger Games, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, and The Help. And Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Really? Once again, this is MTV or Trash TV. And best female performance is going to be Emma Stone in Crazy Stupid Love, Emma Watson, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Jennifer Lawrence and The Hunger Games, Bridesmaids, Kristen Wiig, and Rooney Mara, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Now, what bothers me is that The Hunger Games came out this year, and these are all movies that came out last year, yet we have The Hunger Games and whatever. Okay, best male performance, another movie that came out this year, Channing Tatum, The Vow, Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 50-50, Josh Hutcherson, The Hunger Games, and Ryan Gosling, Drive. Two movies that came out this year are still on here. Okay. Super 8 for a breakthrough performance, Elle Fanning. And if you haven't seen that movie, it's a great movie.
I have it on DVD.
It is a great movie. I just love that movie. Bridesmaids, Melissa McCarthy, Liam Hemsworth, The Hunger Games, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and Charlene Woodley for The Descendants. Excuse me. Let's get to best fight. Chatham Tatum and Jonah Hill versus the Kid Gang and 21 Jump Street. Daniel Radcliffe versus Ralph Fiennes and Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson versus Alex Ludwig and Hunger Games, Tom Cruise and Michael Nyquist, and Mission Impossible and Tom Hardy and Joe Edgerton and The Warrior. And let's see, what else we have? I don't know, it's not much. Best on-screen dirtbag. Oh.
Avery Jaffe.
No, I would not say Avery Jaffe is the best on-screen dirtbag. Because then you'd be up here with Bryce Dallas Howard in The Help. Colin Farrell in Horrible Bosses. Jennifer Aniston in Horrible Bosses. John Hammond in Bridesmaids. And Oliver Cooper in Project X. Yes, okay, well, there's an MTV. And let's see, since last week, a couple weeks ago, I said I was doing Blockbuster Summer. So last week we did June, and this week we're doing July. And starting in July, we have The Amazing Spider-Man, a remake of another Spider-Man movie. That's all I can say on that one. Savages, Ice Age, Continental Drift, The Queen of Versailles, Ted, Neighborhood Watch, and Ruby Sparks. So yes, they have remade Spider-Man, and he's got more kung fu moves than...
a Chinese phone book.
There you go. Thank you.
I don't like the remake. I know Andrew Garfield is a good actor. I know... who's directing it this time around?
I think it's Sam Raimi.
No. Sam Raimi is...
No, he went out.
He got the kick. He got the boot. Well, in any case, if you find that...
when I find it, I will let you know.
But I don't... I think the Spider-Man series, it started off very good, but, you know, once they started getting to... 2 was all right. It was the typical sequel, but 3 was just...
oh, it was horrendous.
Are you kidding me, guys?
It looked like he was walking through the park.
Yeah. Andrew Garfield, sure, but he's like... weighs like 60 pounds, or it looks like it at least. So, the moral of the story is, it's overplayed. Spider-Man may end up concluding worse than Superman did as it began. And
well, and I have to say that the Superman Returns with Brandon Roth was okay. I felt Kevin Spacey was miscast.
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he was totally, as Lex Luthor, he was completely miscast, and Parker Posey was ridiculously miscast. Looks like this one is directed by Mark Webb.
Okay.
So.
Well, as long as it's more successful than the Spider-Man musical.
Actually, no, that's doing very well, believe it.
That's because people have a sick fascination with seeing how bad it is.
Well, that's probably. They spent all this money on this? What? Really? Yeah. Also coming out is Ted. I mean, if you're a fan of Family Guy, then you will love Ted because Seth MacFarlane is the voice of a teddy bear that is a longtime friend of Mark Wahlberg's, who finally wants to give him up because he has fallen in love with Milena Kunis. So, if you're a Family Guy, definitely check
or,
that out.
Or a Mila Kunis fan.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's right.
I don't even know how to say her name.
My counterpoint here is male. So she does appeal to that set. We also have Neighborhood Watch, Ben Stiller, Vincent Vaughn, and Jonah Hill. Of course, you know, when they all get together, some comedy ensues, but I wouldn't say all of comedy ensues. Just a little. Okay, so that was it for that. But yes, the only thing that's really happening in July is The Amazing Spider-Man. And they had to push him out to July because all the other months were so, so packed.
I'm still waiting for Titanic 2. What's going to happen to the boat? Nobody knows.
No, it's the rays of the Titanic. Oh. Remember? They did that. All right, so we're going to go to what made it this week and what didn't. And for the second week in a row, Think Like a Man made it.
How?
I don't know. It just did. You know, it beat out 5-Year Engagement. The Hunger Games is still holding on strong at number 3. The Lucky One, Zac Efron's new war pick, you know, of him pumping iron, looking really nice in that six-pack. I can see why Demi is now chasing him. Came in number 4. Safe, once again, Jason Stratham, why?
Because he can.
I guess that is true. We had The Raven round out number six. I did see this. I have to agree with my mom. She felt that John Cusack was a little long in the face, a little too old to be playing Poe, even though I don't know how old Poe was when he died.
Poe was pretty elderly looking if he wasn't old, just because he had a really messed up life. So you get wrinkles that way.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, because John Cusack looked like he had been around the block.
Okay.
But the guy who played the inspector, I think he would have been a better Poe, Luke Evans, instead of John Cusack.
Interesting.
But it was good. I enjoyed it. It was 140 minutes, and you know it's bad when you feel like you've been in there for over 2 hours. So that part of the movie I didn't care for. But for the most part, it was enjoyable. It just it seemed like it was longer than it was.
I hate movies that drag, like the ending of, what, Casino Royale?
I can't
deal with that.
Let's see. On number seven, The Pirates Band of Misfits. Tanked majorly.
Oh, that's the by the creators of Chicken Run and this and Wallace and Gromit stop motion animation.
Yes, exactly. And it did not do very well. Came out last week, and you know, here we are at number seven with $12 million. Cabin in the Woods came in at number eight. Chimpanzee, once again, this is a movie from the Jane Goodall Society. Whenever fun, every time you go see this, proceeds from the movie go to the Jane Goodall Society. So check it out. And rounding out number 10 is 21 Jump Street. American Reunion opened 3 weeks ago. It's now a number 11. So I guess we really didn't care what happened to Stifler and Stifler's mother. And, you know, once they grow up and have kids, people aren't really interested in seeing them on the big screen anymore. That's about it. I mean, of course, you know, Dr. Seuss, The Arctic, Salmon Fishing in Yemen, Bully. It's in number top 20 is number 17. And Mirror Mirror, which I knew would fail horribly, is now number 15.
There are two separate Snow White films coming out this year.
Yes.
It's like when, I'm sorry to interrupt. Oh, it's no, like when ahead. Capote came out and then In Cold Blood or in whatever. Yeah. Even, two Capote films, one with Toby Jones, one with Phyllis Seymour Hoffman. And for a movie that small and specific and particular, like, why would you?
Because everything comes in pairs. You have to realize that everything comes in pairs,
like DJ Misty and Avery Jaffe.
Yeah, see, you know, once again,
at least at the end of the season.
Who knows, maybe next year the great pairing will begin.
Listen to Beacon Show Radio Thursday night mission. He's not listening.
You don't know that. Okay, well, opening next week, we have, for all you fans, and believe me, this is way before I was born, so I'm happy to say, Dark Shadows. Granted, Tim Burton. I'm a big fan of Burton. People out there says that he's too over the top, he's too this, he's too that, but he's got a great eye for gothic. Just gothic. Just the authenticity of. I spelled that word wrong, but anyway, you know what I mean. He's Tim Burton. He can really just, I love his eye, so I can't say enough about Tim Burton, so I'll stop now. But anyway, Dark Shadows, starring Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Ava Green, and Helena Bonham Carter. Well, of course, she's in it because, you know, she's his woman. Also releasing next week is Where Do We Go Now? A group of Lebanese women try to ease religious tensions between Christians and Muslims in their village. And this is an indie film, so obviously this won't be playing at your local theater, but any art house place will have this for you. Also, we have God Bless America. Okay, this is a comedy starring it's directed by Bobcat Goldthwait. So, on a mission to rid society of its most repellent citizens, terminally ill Frank makes an unlikely accomplice in his 16-year-old Roxy. Yes. Okay. Bobcat Goldthwait. I'm saying that wrong too. But anyway, that's his film. And it's kind of nice to see that he's doing something. The Dictator, Sacha Baron Cohen, Anna Faris, and John C. Wright. Oh, and Ben Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley? Oh.
I feel like they'll just have him playing a generally Middle Eastern person, as he usually tends to do nowadays.
Oh, that's awful.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben, God.
He'll holler for a dollar.
Yeah. That is just wrong in so many levels, but I'll let it go.
I don't think that's going to do very well.
It could be funny.
But it's just, from looking at the previews, it looks like it'll be moderately funny. You know, you sit in your seat and go, huh.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see Borat, but, you know, I heard...
Borat, I loved. I think it's hilarious, but The Dictator?
Yeah. Okay. Also releasing on DVD this week is Haywire. Steven Soderbergh tried to make this woman out to be an action star, and what he made her out to be is a second-rate action star. So that is coming out this week. Also, Joyful Noise, which lasted a week in the theater.
Huh.
Clueless and New Year's Eve. And if you're a George Harrison fan, there's George Harrison Living in the Material World on Blu-ray. So check it out. And let's see, if you're a television fan, we have Covert Affairs coming out. And if you're into Masterpiece Theater, the Masterpiece Theater collection of The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Kojak Season 4, and Invisible Man. Oh, the complete series. They didn't do much of those, but oh, I used to love the guy who played the Invisible Man. Well, that is going to do it for us, folks. It is DJ Misty here at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to have Julie play me out, as always. Coming up after me is Do It Live with A.B. Jaffe.
Hey.
And if you're not doing it live with A.B. Jaffe, then you're not
then
doing it.
Then screw you.
Well, then you're not doing it at all.
Oh, okay, in that case.
You know? I mean, you got to do it sometimes. And if you want to do it live here on radio.dominican.edu.
The official flagship ship station of the San Rafael Pacifics. And the official home of the world broadcast of Commencement 2012, where we celebrate the graduating class of 2012 of Dominican University of California. Keynote speaker, Ronan Farrow, May 12th, 8:30 a.m.
Wow. Isn't he efficient, folks? Very efficient. Well, I wish everyone a wonderful Thursday. And as always, it has been a pleasure being here. And I will see you next week. Sorry about our technical difficulty earlier. But, you know, we figured it out.
I want a refund.
And we want to refund. And we will be here again next week. So enjoy your evening.
And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty holding your hand. Walk my way. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to